miners struggle to get to work following the shutdown of the Alaska Marine Highway System. And legislators question the Department of Transportation about options for restoring ferry service. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Yesterday, the Alaska Marine Highway System announced that ferry service for most of coastal Alaska will remain shut down until the beginning of March. Today, officials from the Department of Transportation told legislators there is little they can do to make up for those service gaps in the meantime. 2 weeks ago, the mainliner ferry Matanuska broke down. At a meeting of the House Finance Committee's Transportation Subcommittee, AMHS General Manager Captain John Falvey told legislators there are no more ships available.
There's nothing to back up the Matanuska. It's down, and we're down. In the past, we've never had that. We've always had the Columbia moving, or one of the other mainliners moving, and we would readjust those schedules, we would move people around, and we would get everybody where they were going by readjusting things. I am totally stuck.
All of the ships are either getting repaired, waiting for parts, or undergoing annual inspections, aside from the Lituya, which serves as a shuttle between Metlakatla and Ketchikan. The governor's office recently requested that the legislature appropriate $12.5 million to continue work on the Alaska Marine Highway System ferries currently out of service for upgrades and repairs. Representative Andy Story of Juneau asked if some of this money could be used to increase ferry service to coastal communities this year. Department of Transportation Deputy Commissioner Mary Soroki said no.
This operating supplemental is not adding service, and we're trying to be a little bit creative in how we use vessels as they come out of the yard. But when we put this supplemental forward, we did not ask for additional funding to provide additional service.
Last month, DOT hired Allen Marine to provide a boat trip between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. Earlier this week, they put out a request for a private marine vessel charter capable of transporting at least 125 passengers from Juneau to Hoonah, Angoon, and Cake. But Deputy Commissioner Soroki says there are no plans to pay for more chartered trips at this time.
We do know that there are contractors out there that can provide this service. At this point in time, we really don't have any funding for that.
According to the AMHS sailing schedule, the Matanuska will return to service on March 2nd. The Alaska Marine Highway System's shutdown of regional service till March is having ripple effects for Southeast Alaska's mining sector. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, some of the 30 miners living in Haines are struggling to keep their jobs.
David Lawrence works at the Kensington Mine. The mine runs a shuttle ferry from Juneau's road system. But he has to commute about 100 miles south from his home in Haines to make the connection. For that, he's long relied on the Alaska Marine Highway System.
But now there's no more ferry. So I'm trying to fly in between the weather, what looks good.
Recently, it hasn't been looking good. Winter storm warnings have grounded flights for weeks, which is usual for this time of year.
Yeah, in the wintertime, I try not to chance not making it work because I only got so many days of vacation. So I usually try to schedule around the ferry.
But that hasn't been an option lately. The Alaska Marine Highway System's sole mainliner broke down last month. Now it's expected to be out for at least 4 more weeks. There are few options. One of two regional airlines, Harris Air, shut down flight service last year. That leaves just Alaska Seaplanes, which doesn't always have flights available. So in the meantime, Lawrence is burning vacation days if he misses work. He says he has 2 left.
If I miss more than 2 days of work after that point in time, then I'm fired.
He realizes it's not personal. It's company policy. But it's been a source of stress for him and his wife, Nikki.
There's nothing around it.
And everything for but, 6 months.
Yeah, losing insurance. And I mean, they might give me a chance after 90 days, or maybe I can get the next opening. But
that screws.
But that's still, bad. Yeah, messes with.
Kensington schedules him 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. With fewer ferries in the schedule, even when it is running, that leaves less time at home. His wife, Nikki, says the reality is he's gone more than he's home to help raise their 2 children.
When he has to schedule to go 4 days early just to catch the ferry, then it doesn't even work out. And then he gets stuck in Juneau for 3 to 4 days. He's only home for 1 week, and he's gone for 3. And, yeah, Porter's teeny tiny, and 3 weeks away from him makes a huge difference.
Porter's their 6-month-old son. She says, don't get her wrong. Overall, the job at the mine's been a blessing for their family. There's health insurance, and the pay is unlike anything else he could find in Haines. It's not just Kensington Mine employees either. The Greens Creek Mine on Admiralty Island rents a commuter ferry from the Juneau Road System, too. All told, there's about 30 Haines area miners working at both mines. Mike Satry is a manager at Greens Creek.
We always recommend that they keep some of their short notice vacation days in their back pocket to ensure they can leave shift a day or two early to get home if the weather allows, or come into Juneau a day or two early to make sure they can get to work on time.
Both mines run around the clock. They're underground, so stormy weather isn't a reason not to come to work. Haines miner Adrian Nash works at Greens Creek. He said the Alaska Marine Highway System was really convenient when it was running. His employer's shuttle ferry pulls up next to the state ferry terminal in Juneau's Auk Bay.
So I was able to just go right from my boat, walk over to the ferry, hop right on the ferry, and make it home, and be home within 4.5 hours of getting off of shift. So it was pretty easy. It was a good situation.
His daughter naps while we talk, and a kitten claws over his lap. He and 5 coworkers are slated to be at work on Monday, and he's nervous that planes won't fly. He said by the end of January this year, he'd used up a third of his paid time off. Liz Cornejo is the president of the local chapter of the Alaska Miners Association. She says mine workers who commute from other states don't have to worry about this. Their jets make it to Juneau.
When it's easier to get to Juneau from Montana than it is from Haines, that becomes an issue for workers and local hire or regional hire.
Miners like Lawrence and Nash take home around $100,000 a year. Multiply that by the 30-odd miners in Haines, and you have a gross local payroll of around $3 million. The families have roots here. Their children's grandparents live in town. But Nikki Lawrence says she's thought about leaving.
And it is frustrating. I mean, he has coworkers that live as far away as Florida that get home sooner than he does, you know.
Her husband, David, isn't as sure.
It's crossed my mind. I mean, it definitely has. We've already invested in trying to stay in Haines with buying a house and trying to fix it up and stuff like that. And I don't want to leave it mid-project, but if it boils down to something, I mean, who knows?
Their infant son, Porter, flashes his dad a smile from his mother's arms. His father will be leaving for his 2-week shift next week. But it won't be 2 weeks. It'll be longer. He's flying out 3 days early to be sure he keeps his job at the mine. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.